everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. Another day here in Maui Nei with a bunch of my friends and colleagues and nerds right here in the heart of Kahului Town and Maui Comics and Collectibles. So let's get right to it. Let me introduce my crew this evening, starting on my far left. She is the author of Madame Walraven's erotic coloring book. She does tremendously titillating erotic art on a nightly basis when she's here. She also has been working tirelessly on the Comic-Con and doing skateboard decks and all kinds of other, creating t-shirts and posters and just
She's got two t-shirt campaigns
yeah,
going right now.
It's pretty crazy. I hope I just get one t-shirt.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
She's all about the hustle and the flow. She may be a rapper one day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Francine Walraven. She's with us tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me. The pod tonight. Yeah.
Also joining us tonight, after a long hiatus, dare I say a long absence, because apparently she's too good to show her face here.
Who's the new girl?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know who she is, she does. She's a cosplay darling. She's also. She's also a, what do they call you? What do they call those girls that, you know, model in front of cars and stuff?
Models.
Model? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's import also, model. Ooh.
Import model. That's, thank you, my dear. That's the one I was looking for.
Because I'm Asian?
That's it. Asian import model. That's it.
Okay.
Got it.
Thanks.
It was a three-word phrase.
She's also the superstar of, what is it? The show that
Spokom.
She does?
Life?
No.
The Maui Comic Con?
Spong.
It's not Spong. Spong.
Did Spokom happen already?
Yeah, Spokom happened a long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the extremely vivacious, and she is also the host of the Maui Comic Con's cosplay contest. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the lovely Night Darling Cosplay in the house tonight.
All right.
Night Darling.
You can check her out on the Instagrams. She does stuff on there.
There's a gummy worm in my drink.
Gross.
I put it there.
Also, joining us tonight, he is the professor. He is my cinema soulmate, my hetero life mate. And I will say this every time he shows up from now on, I still believe that he loves me more than his stinky brother Marty.
Wow.
It's a good thing his brother will never watch this.
And he looks great in braces.
I know Marty.
He'll probably punch you in your non-worst face.
I know Marty, and Marty loves me, by the way. He does. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who will be having, will be changing the face of Maui College.
And still has a flip phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Next semester, give it up for the one, the only Professor Barry in the house.
Yeah.
It's not so much as it is keeping beats.
Come on. By the way, Professor Barry, you are going to be changing the face of Maui College. When can we actually start talking about that, by the way?
January.
Fantastic. Okay, great. Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru. It is his season for games. Soul Calibur comes out in just, I think it came out today, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you want to take a look at his 10 for 10, you can check it out on the Nerd Watch Facebook page.
I knew I wasn't going to get it.
You will.
Segment,
I was going to give it to you anyway.
I just put it online.
So, ladies
got
and gentlemen.
Get it out of the way. If you guys want to read it, read it. If not, well.
Yeah. I'm still full of crap.
Give it up for the man who you can check out on Twitch at Arcade. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Arcade himself. Format is in the house tonight as well.
Hey. Hi, America. Thanks for having me.
And that's an A-R-K-A-D-E. That's right. Is it Arcade 808 or is it just Arcade?
Arcade 808.
Arcade with, right, A-R-K.
It's fancy.
Also joining us tonight, he is the Cinnamon Scallop. He is also the cinema scholar. He is the man who goes to movies with sock puppets. And he's also a guy who wears a hat wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, he is also my partner for the premiere of First Man last week. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Ron. He's in the house tonight.
Thankfully, we picked First Man, though.
Oh.
A-Ron. Bad Times was a bad time.
I'm really disappointed. No. He's talking about the other Bad Times movie. First Man, I'll talk about later. Also, speaking of First Man, He's a first man.
I'm the first man.
The
way that the first lady is the first lady. I'm the first man.
He's kind of like a lumberjack as well, so he's very manly.
You
bang
Trump?
Put on some plaid. He's also the creator of the Kikuyu Project.
Eden's not cheating.
He's also the creator of Disco Thunder Groove Bone, Hard Candy Aftermath, and the Milkman always delivers. Kind of like your hair, Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi. He's in the house tonight.
Yay.
The man who is the...
Thank you. Yeah. Please hold your applause till after the show.
He's a member of the Hawaii Comic Alliance.
Hold on. Just don't get crazy.
Certainly last but not least, he is the self-proclaimed comic master.
Maui News. Yeah.
He is the godfather of comic books.
You know, you and your misinformation campaigns...
He is the chairman of the comic book board.
Nerdwatch, hashtag fake news.
He is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here at 115 South Waikea Avenue in the heart of Kahului Town. Some of you may know him as Alika, but that is not his name.
His name is Freaky Deaky Daddy Leaky.
He's in the house tonight. Yes.
You're an idiot.
Wow. It got remixed many times since I've been
Leaky. Yeah. He's Dr. Leaks. He's Freaky Deaky Daddy Leaky.
I found a recipe online for braised leeks.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, really?
I'm going to bring some next week.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
And we can eat. Eaton's not cheating.
That's true.
You're such an idiot. Anyway, before we get started with all of the events that are happening around us, let's check in with the freakiest of all of us, the sinister minister of comics.
I like that one.
Are you really ordained, though?
he actually got somebody drew art for that on the Nerdwatch page.
Sinister minister?
Did you not see it?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, I thought you saw it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Was it a Catagai?
Another Catagai creation?
No, it wasn't Catagai. It was not. I can't remember his name.
Lindsay did. He did a Lindsay picture today.
Did he really?
Agent Knight, darling.
Oh, Agent Knight, darling. I did not. Wow.
The same one?
Tonight. The one I tagged you in tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ron Catagai always hooks you up with some
great
art.
He's
cool.
Good.
But anyway, speaking of...
Walden Wong is watching.
Walden Wong is
Marvel
in the
Comics
house.
Anchor.
Walden Wong, how are you, sir? Well, listen, we're gonna get into your favorite subject. I'm sure his parents gave it to him.
I want to hear the story.
The defunct bookstore.
W. Yeah. I wonder what his middle name is. Dude, what's your middle
name?
Where's Walden?
Where's Walden? Right? I bet it's www.
Hey,
he's probably at a con. Sorry.
Can we focus for a second? It's time to check in with Maui Comics and Collectibles' very own Freaky Deaky Daddy Leaky.
Mm.
Find out what's new this weekend.
He does not like that name.
I like how you go, like
Michael Cannon drew the sinister minister.
Michael Cannon, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, appreciate really?
It. Michael Cannon drew the sinister
minister.
Oh,
I got to check that out.
It's
Michael Cannon
freaking
is awesome.
Sweet is what it is. So big shout out to Michael Cannon and guys like Ron Catagai who do some great art for us. It's amazing. But yes, it's time to check in with the man we like to call Freaky Deaky
Nobody
Daddy Leaky. Find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Daddy Leaks. Put it in our box.
He's still doing that, huh?
Oh, that was kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Easy there, boy.
Wow.
Was like, that was like a Russian
we'll post
Google
it on the
Translate.
Nerdwatch page.
We'll definitely post it.
So, Aquaman number 41.
Ooh.
You're so funny. When I drink the
Archie,
vodka, I get the
1941,
hey,
number 205.
Shut up, Todd. He's doing the comics.
He doesn't care. Astonishing X-Men number 16.
Throw Marvel books.
Batman number 57. Yeah, who cares about Batman?
57. Is that the continuation of the controversial?
The Grayson.
No. The Batman the Damned is a separate.
Oh, the Damned.
Hey, they're changing Rick. Dick Grayson's name to Rick Grayson now.
What?
What?
Yeah, they're going to change it.
Are you serious?
In Nightwing 57, they're going to change it.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Or Nightwing 51 and then Batman 57 or something.
He's always going to be a dick to me.
I'm going to let that one slide a leak because that was actually
Come on,
good.
That was slick enough.
Okay, you shut up, Todd.
Yeah, don't
but
let
I
him
can't
talk.
Say Dick.
No, you can't.
Dick,
no,
you
can't.
Dick
Grayson. You just ruin everything.
Yeah. Dick Grayson.
No, you just ruin
Daredevil,
everything.
Daredevil number 609.
Mm-hmm.
Damage number 10. That's another foil cover.
Yeah.
Dinosaucers number 3.
Nice.
Is Damage,
I'm the only one who's
is Damage, about that. Is that Damage Control or Damage?
Damage, the DC book. Let's see what else I got. Exorcisters number 1 on Image Comics.
Whoa, what is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like some occult witchcraft stuff going on.
Or porn.
Sisters.
Or porn.
Red Sisters. Yeah. Or, no, it's not.
All right, porn. Just checking.
Exorcist Sisters.
Yes.
See? Told
right?
you.
What?
Sounds like
told
porn.
You what?
Gideon. Porn? Gideon Falls, number 7. Green Lanterns, number 57. Harley Quinn, number 52. That's a foil cover.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
It's not incest if they're stepsisters.
No. I'm going to sell it.
Thanks for the clarification, Todd.
That's all gone.
In 2 seconds, right? when people call for a book, it's gone. Lucifer, number 1. Oh, they're rebooting. Oh, it's on DC.
Is that?
No, yeah, it's just straight up DC.
Is that based on the television series Lucifer?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter because now it's a Netflix show now,
which is weird because they're rebooting the Sandman universe on Vertigo.
On Vertigo,
and you'd figure Lucifer is from Sandman.
Yeah,
You know what is interesting. You know what? You know what's getting canceled? Iron Fist.
Yeah, I know. It kind of deserved it. After the last 15 minutes of the last episode. Oh, it's no,
such a great series.
That was bad. Whoever wrote that last 15 minutes,
I told you.
They got that show canceled. Yeah, that was terrible. Nightwing number 51. Mm. Pearl number 3 of 6 by Bendis.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Proxima Centauri number 5 of 6. You guys been reading it?
The first book. I read the first book of Pearl. It's good. It's a tattoo artist book you might be interested in.
But Francine, there's aspiring tattoo artist. Shuri, number 1 on Marvel Comics. Everybody's favorite Wakandan.
Wakanda forever.
Spook House 2, number 3 of 4. That's a lot of numbers. Star Wars Darth Vader, number 22.
Nice.
Teen Titans, number 23. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ongoing, number 87.
Ooh.
Venom Annual, number 1. Speaking of Venom, David Michelinie is going to be here.
Holy crap.
Creator of Venom.
I cannot believe that movie is just
It's the number 1 movie in the country.
Good Lord, man.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah. Setting records for October.
Records, man. Jeez.
On track for an Oscar.
People like it,
for
man.
Tom Hardy.
But the difference is that people actually like Venom as opposed to Suicide Squad.
I know. That's messing me up in the head.
That's gonna win the most popular movie category.
You know, I had fun at Venom. I had fun at Suicide Squad too, but Venom. I could probably watch Venom again, actually.
But you had fun at Batman and Robin.
See,
I did.
I had fun at Batman and Robin.
You can't not have fun when George Clooney's in the room.
Can you say Venom like Eminem?
Venom.
Thank you.
Weapon H number 9. That's Hulk Vereen for anybody keeping count. What If Ghost Rider number 1.
Does he sing and dance like Ben?
No, not like Ben Vereen. This is Hulk Vereen. He's a cousin.
Just checking.
They're not all talented. X-Men, Black, Mystique, number 1.
Mm.
And that's it.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get your comics and have him put it in your subscription box every single week right here in Raleigh Comics and Collectibles.
It's actually probably going to be Swan.
Yeah, or Swan. He's got other things on his plate right now. So check it out right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 115 South Waukee Avenue. You can also visit our good friends on the other side of the island. At Game Over Comics, you can check them out every single week for new comic books as well. Just ask for Rex
Chris
Arthur.
And Aaron.
That's
Chris
Rex
and
or
Aaron.
Arthur at Game Over Comics in Lahaina Town. All right, so.
Gold level sponsors of the Maui Comics.
They are
by
gold
the
level
way,
sponsors.
Along
you,
with
Game
Hex
Over.
Press, Girdell Studio, and Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Thank you, Rex and Arthur. Anyway, listen, here's the thing.
It's Chris and Aaron. It's totally Chris and Aaron.
It's not.
Read the article that Barry Wurst wrote, okay, buddy? I have it. Come on, you can read it right here. There you go.
That's Chris and Aaron.
How's that for ambush journalism?
Ambush journalism.
He just threw a picture
so,
in your face.
He did. And since we're on that topic, because that was going to be the next one up anyway, because we're talking about the Maui Comic Con. Professor Barry, sir, you do an article in the Maui Time this week about the upcoming Maui Comic Con. It is the art from the actual poster done
Holy
by.
Holy crap! Check out that cover.
Yeah, Canilla Tripp, and of course
the artwork by Francine Wallraven.
That's
colors
awkward.
By Canilla Tripp. I think Canilla Tripp's tuned into the Nerd Watch right now.
Yeah, look at that. Look at this. It's
and
all fantastic.
Darius Hurst did the cover design. We made everything fit. So
Professor Barry, can you give us a little preview of what if anybody's in town looking for the Maui Time here, and obviously Maui.
Great great souvenirs. These are awesome.
Yeah. What can we expect in this article from you?
The best thing about the article is that on the one hand, it's a promotion for the Maui Comic Con.
Right.
But also, I had the privilege of interviewing three generations of Maui comic book shop owners, starting with Perry Margolin, whose Complete Comics was a very big part of so many people's lives growing up here on Maui.
Right.
And also Liko, the incredible thing that he's done here, the community that he started here, and then also the new thing that just began in Lahaina with Chris and Aaron's Game Over Comics. So, yeah, it's a chance to talk about just kind of not only the torch being passed, but what a comic shop offers, what it means,
right,
and what it means for the community, and how cool it is.
That was just an accomplishment in itself, the fact that you got an interview with Perry and... That must have been hard.
That took a while.
That could have been like a Netflix doc following you around trying to find Perry.
Was Perry kind of an open book when it came to that, or how?
When it came to talking about it, yes, he's a private citizen, and you know this. He says that he's out of the comic books game on the one hand, but on the other hand, he completely just lit up when I asked him questions about his shop and reminded him of, for example, Argos, the cat that he had, and the different kind of customers he had, and. He was amazed that I remember the Batman HQ story, which is pretty amazing. He had the summer of 1989, of course, was Batmania, and he had this huge Batman HQ headquarters banner in front of his shop, and it was everyone going up the highway could see it, and it had the official Batman logo at the time.
Right,
so
right,
it was super cool. Someone stole it, and it made the Maui news, and the headline was "Did the Joker do it?" Blah blah blah. They made a big joke of it, but I mean, it was a really expensive sign, and it was official sign that Warner Brothers allowed. What happened was, because everybody like said, well, who did it? Was it a local prank? What the heck happened?
It was a leak, wasn't it?
No,
I don't think I was old enough.
It was some stinking tourist took it, put it on the balcony of their hotel room.
What?
As a way of bragging, and somebody said,
"Hey,
someone took that."
Wow, really?
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Was it when he got it back? I'm assuming they did. Was it
they did, yeah. They got the sign back and everything was back to normal. But, I mean, it was pretty incredible because we were all like, what the heck happened to that sign? Yeah, some tourists thought it would be hilarious to take it, put it over the balcony of their hotel room, and somebody said, that's the sign in the Maui News that I read about.
Wow.
Tourists have the worst sense of humor.
It's back in 1989.
So does...
I'm going to take this coral home.
They had to wash the frat guy off of the sign afterwards.
Is Perry finding... I mean, Perry kind of a... Perry, like you said, he's kind of a private citizen. He's a very private guy. Does he come out to cons? Has he been?
Well, he said so in the article. I asked him. He says he has not at this point.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's closed that chapter on his life.
Yeah,
That's his words from the interview.
Yeah. But he still speaks of it with great affection, and he's very supportive of what Alika and Chris and Aaron are doing. And he's, you know, he obviously has a real fondness for the people who've been touched by his shop, which is hundreds and hundreds of us island wide.
If you dig through our dollar bins, you can still find comics with the Complete Comics price tag on it.
That's awesome.
I have a question.
I bought a lot of his back stock.
This is going to sound a little weird.
Okay.
Does he feel that comics kind of... the comic book business kind of took a toll on him, I guess, personally?
That's an interesting question. I mean, you know, he had his shop for a very long time and then it closed, and then he did what he could to keep it open. He had, you know, a smaller, much smaller venue at the Akaku Center for a while.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's more of a question for him.
Sure.
But...
I'm just curious about how you felt about it because you were interviewing him, so...
During the interview, I mean, he made it very clear that this is past tense for him. He has moved better for worse. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like talking about that old girlfriend you had that where you were and where things ended well and you were madly in love with each other. It's like that. He had such fond things to say about his former customers, about the experiences, about the memories, about the shop itself, what it accomplished. There was a day that a friend of the show, Chris Wong, he provided some photos for. We wound up not using it in the issue for time. But Chris Wong provided photos when Perry had this event in his parking lot where Jim Lee was there as well as a number of other
nice
luminaries. And it was this big event where they had umbrellas up and they were selling hot dogs. And it was like all these little areas where you could go and meet these comic book heroes.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, it was things like that that kind of came up. Because initially when I first spoke with him, I wasn't sure what he was willing to tell me, and I definitely didn't, you know, I
didn't
want to
push.
I was so honored to be able to talk to him. I'm like, I don't want to screw this up, and I just I want to have a good conversation, which is what it became. And once we started talking about the shop, he could not have been more generous, more open.
Fantastic.
He made sure, though, the one thing he made sure, absolutely sure, and I'm glad I could do this for him, he wanted to make sure that I quoted Harlan Ellison for him correctly. Because Harlan Ellison said that comic books were among the five greatest achievements that Native Americans with the lowercase n have provided in the 20th century.
Wow. I guess my question is, it's kind of an offshoot, but
okay,
how long before we see, we're obviously seeing the influence of Perry and what Alika does and things like that. So I guess my question is that, how long does Alika have left in this business? No, just
hey, Perry was open for almost 30 years, man.
So I think Alika's
in your professional journalistic opinion.
Double that.
So I got at least two more.
Double that.
Come on. You know, it's
girl.
Are we going to be the girlfriends?
Girl.
Darn it.
It's such a different generation, too, because it was cool. I asked Alika, like, did the shop change considerably when the internet took over? Was that a big thing? And he said, you know, it took a while for that to happen, but then once it did, it was a part of the business. But you know, Alika is living in this world. He's very much tapped into the world we live in now. I've been to comic book shops in the mainland that feel like, you know, like it's like the land that time forgot, where they're still, you know, selling, you know, baseball cards, and they've still got, like, you know, old timey kind of stuff in the shop. But you know, Lika's shop is very, very, very now. It provides the best of what was and the best of what is. Mm-hmm. He has a community outreach. He has people coming here not only for comics but also for gaming, and as well as the really cool stuff that you do and the cool stuff you want to do. You've talked about your Saturday morning cartoon idea. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's
I wish
we're an old guy.
I just
watch Saturday morning cartoons by myself on Saturdays.
No, it's cool because it's one thing, like, you know, Alika has whether he has a master plan or not. I mean, everybody, you know, we all got your back, buddy, and we all want to see this place
for a long time. And that's the thing about the Maui Comic Con, which is, like, so embarrassing about having to close out the con every year, because I look out at who's, you know, standing, and they're always the diehards at the end of the convention. And then I have to tell the people who put the convention on, you know, something about the convention. It's like, they are the convention, you know. I wish I could just have everybody, you know, go up there and do some kind of bow or something. Let's choreograph that.
Okay.
Come on. That's tedious.
Take
I don't know.
All right, everybody but Todd. All right?
Yeah, Todd, you're more of like...
Todd can go
you just
the
there's a bunch
the
of
back.
Pluses and minuses in this equation.
And I'm one of the minuses?
I didn't say that. You said that.
We can Photoshop him out.
Let me say this really quick. Let me continue my earnest path here. But I mean this. I mean, remember when we first started this podcast?
Sure.
I mean, like, remember we heard that there's this guy named Alika who wanted to start a comic book shop, first comic book.
And I wanted nothing to do with him, actually. Remember that?
No, I don't remember.
And here you are.
I remember that.
Yeah.
No, it's incredible to think how much has happened in just a few years. It's absolutely amazing. And the support that the community has given Alika and everyone, it's really a really cool thing. It you know, if anything, I love that this podcast has been, you know, kind of chasing at the heels of this wonderful movement that happened, because it is a movement. It's not, you know, it's not just Alika, it's not just everyone in this room, it's everyone in this island who wanted this to happen, and they've made...
I think everything that's happening is kind of a result of... There's just an overwhelming demand for something for everybody to come together with. Like, before I opened the store, I was just waiting for someone else to open the store. I didn't want to be the guy to open the store. It wasn't like my life's dream. I was just like, I want a comic store. I miss Perry's store. I miss having at least one place to go where you can just pick up comics and, you know, have nerd stuff and be in your element. And there wasn't really anything like that. And then finally, I decided to open the store because nobody else was. And it was like hard.
It was hard, yo.
It was hard and stuff. Come on.
Well, to be fair, before Maui Comics, there was the Nerdwatch podcast. I just want to throw.
Well, I just want to say also, if I can remind you that there were 60 episodes before that.
Yes, there was.
I dare anybody to go back and listen to those first 60.
Hey, they were great.
Format, you're the best.
Format was
show,
on
man.
There. So was Professor Barry. We had other.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to you guys talk about Matlock box sets. Come on, I brought the nerd, baby. I brought
those
the nerd.
Are the best, man. Matlock is nerd.
I bet they probably talked about Kevin Costner, too.
They did.
Oh, we
have. Brutal.
Yeah.
You missed it, Aaron.
Yeah, you missed it, man. We did.
Good time.
We did a whole retrospective. Been,
yeah.
We did a whole retrospective.
Aaron would have been
Costner cast back in the day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can pick up your copy of
No
the Maui
Way Out,
Time.
My favorite Costner
The Maui
movie.
Time right now with the Maui Comic Con on
and
the front cover.
Review of Venom.
And your review of Venom is in there. In that
don't
issue.
Read it before seeing Venom.
No, read it before seeing Venom. Absolutely. Do it.
You know, I heard all the bad stuff before I went to see Venom, and I still had fun.
Wow.
And I still didn't like it, but I had fun. Is that... Mm-hmm. That's like such a weird feeling.
It's not, because I was the same way as you.
It's like I was watching it, and I didn't like it, but I was
having
fun.
I didn't like it, but I had a good time. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Right.
I don't know how Ruben
Fleischer
did it.
It's
so strange.
Bad pizza or bad sex. It's still pizza. It's still sex.
Well, speaking of...
busting a fart?
Speaking of bad pizza, Night Darling is here. And Night Darling, she is here because she wants to talk a little bit about what she's doing at the Maui Comic Con this year.
Do I?
You do.
Yes.
Because
we
want to
hear
been,
about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you have all the time to do all this stuff considering, you know, you're clubbing over in you know, in Oahu and doing your thing and modeling and blah, 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 blah.
You sound so jealous right now.
I'm a little jealous.
Sounds a little
jealous. I don't pull off the tops as well as she does, so... Anyway,
you never know.
Trust
so you
me,
try.
I yeah. know
you're more like a power bottom.
Yeah, I kind of am. So, Night Darling, you've been keeping yourself busy. You've been putting some cosplays together. The cosplay contest is that how's that coming together for you?
I think that's like my main focus at the moment.
Yes.
So, it's coming together quite nicely.
Good.
I should say this is my third year doing it, so I'm pretty happy about it.
Good.
Of course,
good.
It comes with this trials and tribulations and everything like that, but you know what?
You've been doing incredible, and I'm sorry I keep asking you to do stuff, and you keep doing it, so it's your fault, kind of, but...
Right. I can't say no to him. Yeah. Just so you
But
know.
You've been killing it with procuring sponsors.
I just can't quit. I just can't quit you, Alika.
I know. It's like, what does the purple man have? Pheromones?
Hi, Kai.
This is called Brokeback Comics now?
Oh, God. What the heck? Anyway.
You complete me comic?
You complete me comic.
Me love
good.
You long time comics.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Power bottom comic.
back it up one.
Yes.
Man.
No, it's been really good. Yeah, all of my sponsors are amazing. Everybody who's been kind of like just helping out with mm-hmm. things. I have all of my judges together. I'm super excited. I do have a pre-registration online, and that's been
sweet.
Filling up really quickly.
I'm
so
assuming
those
that that's
of you
been
who
a
want to enter my competition.
Is there going to be room to register at the convention?
There will.
Okay.
There will. I'll put a cap on the online.
Online, so there's room for in person.
Day of registration, okay. It is allowed. All the registration paperwork.
And
will
your
be
table's
going
to be in the artist alley,
yep.
Facing the student union.
Is that online registration still up?
The online registration is still up.
Until
so.
When?
I'm going to probably take it down maybe like 3 or 4 days before the convention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So where can they find that?
MauiComicCon.com.
MauiComicCon.com.
Yeah. Just checking. That has like the most information on it.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions.
And we're going to be putting up the program schedule pretty soon too. Yeah. So you can find out when all the great interviews and
pre-registration
like
is probably worth, worth its weight in gold considering.
It is. It's been really helpful for people because then mm-hmm. they know that they've secured their spot. And I've actually been getting a lot of like emails lately of just like what's okay and what's not okay to bring to Maui Comic Con. And a lot of people have just been registering. And there are some pretty like epic costumes. They've sent me pictures already.
Oh, wow.
Of like what's okay and what's not okay, whatever. And so we've talked about a lot of things. And I'm super more than happy to answer all of your questions and everything like that. But so they've pre-registered, they are ready, and they are bringing their A game. Like, I'm nervous.
Wow.
You're not competing against them.
I know, but I just, they bring the heat, and it makes me like, oh, okay, I better set my game up a little bit.
Wow.
But yes, I'm just super excited. It's going to be an amazing 2 days, and I'm just super thankful to have this opportunity to do this alongside you. Again, for the third year.
Thank you for having
so
a cosplay competition.
Really, really
the Comic-Con
excited.
Wouldn't be a Comic-Con without a cosplay competition.
I
remember the first
fun.
Comic-Con, and I was like, I just have zero energy for this.
That like, line was so long.
Yeah, you were awesome.
I
thank you so much.
I could not believe like the first year turnout, second year was even bigger. And third year is going to be even greater. So I'm just super excited. I could not do any of this without any of my sponsors.
For sure.
So P.U. Holo Zipline is so amazing. Thank you so much. Comic-Con Honolulu is giving away passes for
Roy
the
Bond's
top
in
winners.
The chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm super happy about that. Next Level Entertainment for pulling the website together and
is
everything
JJ
like that
still
and helping. Yeah, he is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He stops by once in a while.
Yeah,
is he judging?
No, him and his... No, he's not judging this year, okay. But please check out his collectible cards and his action
Yeah, he
figures,
does...
Mr.
He, you know, sports cards
guy.
Are coming back, too. And
he's bringing it back. He's making it,
I send
it,
everybody
like,
to Miyako Sushi, or now that I found out, Lee Bear kind of still does sports
cards. Yeah. So, like, you know, he's getting into it. But, yeah, so Next Level...
There's still those local stores.
Amazing Comic-Con Aloha is... Super amazing. Thank you, Jim
yeah,
K, for all of
in
that.
February.
Yeah,
yep,
and that's
be,
coming
so.
Up in February.
Sweet.
UH Maui, thank you so much for being so supportive. Game Over Comics.
I think so.
Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah.
And Nerdwatch.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad we were there somewhere. Anyway.
It's really tiny.
But
you really
don't have
there.
To thank the Nerdwatch on their own podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
but whatever. Yeah, so I couldn't do any of this without my amazing sponsors.
Thank you. Thank you, Format. Frick.
So yeah, so thank you to everybody who's helping out and supporting.
Sweet.
I have a quick question about cosplay contests. Mm-hmm. I've never participated. I've only seen a few of them.
Do you want to?
So what happens if, like, people dress up as the same character? Do they? Is there like a pants off, dance off? Is it like who wore it best kind of thing? Or
hand to hand combat?
It all kind of depends on who sells it better.
Mm.
Who sells it better? So
no one gets a heads up. Like she's also dressing up like one of the Golden Girls. Like
right, okay. Yeah. So
I can tell you that this is a family event, and there will no be, there be no taking of pants off. No.
I thought that there
no.
was a
Keep
it was
clean.
A
yeah.
It was a cockfight.
No.
Don't decide
that can
ties.
Happen outside of college
yeah.
grounds.
What? Yeah, let's come.
Okay. Just pass Highly that mighty. Microphone to Aaron.
Why?
Because he's a good steward.
Yeah, what, thank you. He is a good steward. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't say cockfight.
No, you can't. You're
you
such. You said it again.
Anyways.
Will you just shut up?
So there is like a judge's criteria. So all of my judges have been briefed multiple times of like.
So
what they're looking for.
Right.
So
can
you
give
know,
that can you give that to us? I mean, as a preview, do you know what
like
what
the judges' criteria?
Yeah, yeah, what are looking for?
We're looking at like authenticity of mm-hmm. everything like that, mm-hmm. like what's handmade. 60% of it needs to be handmade.
Right.
To be able to like, you know, count in this competition and everything
sure,
like that.
Sure.
So we're looking for that authenticity. We're looking for like that stage presence. So what are you bringing to that stage?
Right.
So, you know, and the judges have like the hardest job. Of the whole competition, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah,
so you're
gonna be mean.
They have to be the Simon for sure. Especially
the kids
for
contest the, must be so hard on you guys.
Competition is the hardest.
So I'm
Sit
curious.
There, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
No, they're all so cute, and so I lower the percentage of handmade for the cakey competition. So you know, and every year the judges just get so baffled because everybody's so cute. Todd's daughter every year. I mean, like she's so adorable.
She's not allowed to enter.
Yeah. No, but she's so cute.
I forgot to ban her.
No, you can't do that.
You're gonna
I
put
allow
a baby
you.
Ban on her.
You're gonna put a ban hammer on her, man. No. What's up?
That's fine.
So
that's
they
fine.
They really do have such a hard job on picking our winners and everything like that. But our cosplayers come full force. Even the kids, you'd be surprised. Like. The kids last year, I feel like they kind of brought the heat more than the upper division.
They did really well.
Beetlejuice and...
Kaimana Yamada kind of nailed it. Everybody wants to dress as Blanche.
Yeah. I think that's true.
That's totally true. If nobody knows who Blanche is, Blanche Devereaux. Come on,
right.
guys.
The
you
requirements
know, you know
to be
who that
a judge.
Is.
So I kind
Rue
of like
handpicked
Rest
in
them.
Peace.
I picked fellow cosplayers, and I do have two wild card judges who I know personally.
Nice.
They have some pretty epic credentials.
Nice.
If you are in the kite surfing world, Cabrina Kites is one of the biggest kite surfing companies in the world.
Wow, that's great.
I have their videographer, cinematographer as one of my judges, Phil.
Nice.
And then I also have their graphic designer, Patrick, as one of my judges. So they're going to be my wild card judges. You know, they do know about the comic scene and everything like that.
Really?
Not fully,
yeah.
they're not fully into it, but I like to have a wild card in my judges panel that doesn't really know too much about the world.
It's good to have objectivity.
Yeah, because everybody is like, some, you know,
if you have a nerd and they see the costume they really like, right, and they're going to be like,
they're
going to they
tear it apart. Yeah. You know, they're going to be like, no, that's not right. That's not the correct eye color, hair color. They get so close to the cosplay that I need somebody that will appreciate it for just what it is.
Yes.
So that's why I picked Noob two Phil wild cards.
Noob Pat.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're really, really up there. They're super excited to judge this competition. So yeah, that's why I picked them. I also have some fellow cosplayers who are pretty amazing too as well. So
sweet.
I'll leave that for a surprise on Judgment Day.
Francine, but are you thinking like about you actually entering?
There's something we don't know, Aaron.
Are you thinking about entering?
No, you're not.
Did you want to enter? So I was curious because you asked the question.
No, I love dressing up, but I just don't know like if I have the bandwidth to put energy into doing it. I wanted to dress up as Skelehor this year.
Yeah. Wow!
Is that a cross between Skeletor and what? Are you serious?
And a Hoover?
That's so clever, too. You know what I mean? Like,
really,
I kind of need to see that now.
Event.
That, see,
I
want to
just
like,
make like giant, you, like giant ones, mm-hmm, and like have laser beams, like that.
That's it.
So this is Dolph Lundgren Skelehor.
I'll allow it.
How amazing! Super amazing. Like, just the cosplay spectrum is just all over, you know, the map. So it's actually quite amazing. So
I'd have to sit there and draw with my Skelehor costume. That's my only like. I'm like,
sweet.
I don't know
about
that.
Sounds so
awesome. Sounds awesome.
One day,
maybe. Yeah,
put it on your list of things to do. We'll prep for next year.
You know what's cool about Skeletor? Mm-hmm. I can't keep saying that word because I'm going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he wears no shirts and his nipples are exposed, yeah, but he has a hood on.
Yeah.
Because
it's kind of like that crop hoodie.
Yeah.
It's like cold. You can tell it's cold because his nipples are always hard.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Hey,
he's
so.
Got skin on his face.
Something about your nipples.
Skin. So I have a question.
So good with the Skeletor voice.
I do want you guys to check out MauiComicCon.com. If you do want to register for the cosplay contest, do so now. Your window of opportunity is closing fast, so make sure to do that as soon as you can. But speaking of cosplay, before we move on, Night Darling, are you prepared to talk a little bit about what you'll be cosplaying on the 2 days?
Actually, I'm doing three because I was told by that man over there to do three this year. So I had no choice but to sit down and listen.
Mm-hmm. Day of, you have to do four.
I know, right?
Sweet.
Damn. Day one, I'm going to do Sakura from Street Fighter.
Nice.
So that's day one. Day two is going to be Toga Himiko from Boku no Hero, My Hero Academia.
Mm.
Day three, I'm going to do a gender bend Eddie from
She shaves
Kit.
Her head. That'd be sick.
Right?
Wow.
So yeah.
She's not going to. I know.
No, I'm not.
I never saw that movie, so I was wondering who that kid was.
Oh,
on your picture, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just a gender bend version of Eddie. I just really resonate with
Eddie
that
Kasbrack.
Character. Yeah.
Sweet.
From it. So I'm just super excited, just kind of like throwing something random in my cosplay lineup. I was super excited about that. So those are my three new cosplays. I was going to just back down and do the cosplays that I had brought for Amazing Comic-Con Aloha, but I didn't want to be a little bitch.
Wow.
So I decided to make three new cosplays the convention. And
damn.
FYI, I am not done with any of them yet.
Holy cow.
And
wow.
How many days do we have?
That's in two weekends.
That's right.
So watch me hustle and team no sleep, and I will pull it off.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming that some have pants and some no tops. Some have tops and no pants. Is that what's happening?
Just mix and match.
My living room is a madhouse. I have stepped on two sewing pins already.
Oh,
and
nice.
It is just a madhouse, but it's just kind of how I function in all of the chaos. I have all the pieces. I just have to put them together now.
Nice.
And then kind of like just fit and fix some of
them. Well, someone who's so scattered still has their eyebrows on fleek, though.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, your lashes, girl.
Oh, and lashes.
And lashes, they're on fleek.
Ron Tadagai, by the way, is lobbying to be a judge.
Very is he
hard
coming?
In the chat.
Are
I don't
you,
know. He's
are you, okay,
Ron, if you're there,
Ron, are you
come
coming?
On, message me. Seriously, I mean, Ron would be incredible.
Yeah,
but you know him. He just likes to talk crap.
He does.
He's such a keyboard warrior.
I do have a judge that works in animation. That would be Patrick.
Sweet.
If Ron's going to be there, we can use him to hand out towels in the parking lot. So
thanks, Ron.
Come on down, Ron.
Thanks for supporting.
That would be so sweet.
So, yeah, so I'm just really excited about this cosplay competition.
Sweet.
I just can't wait to see all the divisions, and I have four different divisions, men and women upper. I have the group cosplay competition, and then I have the Kiki competition.
Sweet. So you just did an appearance on 2KG talking about all of that.
I did.
Which I watched because I'm stalking you. Mm. I mean.
Okay.
Watching?
It's the internet. It's, no, no, it's public.
It's okay. It's not weird. No, it's fine. But no, shame. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to do that. So, yeah. So I'm just kind of spreading the word about what's going on for Maui Comic Con. It's free to the public. Come down.
Like, the only free convention in the damn world, people. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
so
just
that he can hand out towels.
Well, I was to hand out towels at Maui Comic Con.
Now we gotta get some.
Yes.
Now, pretty sweet. You called my bluff.
But also, another thing to be excited for is you set up an official after party on Saturday at Lava Rock.
Yes. So the 21 and over, come join me. It's actually my birthday weekend. Maui Comic Con is my birthday weekend.
A lot of
FYI.
Great artists coming from Oahu. Spell Owner is coming.
Yes,
we've got Camilla Tripp. We've got the whole crew.
Seven Sketches. I do have JDM Photography coming down.
I don't think
as
Casey
well.
Horimoto's of age.
We're going to figure something out. Casey, I'm just shoving you in a bag and bringing you.
It's
with
Club
me.
Sidewalks. You can hang out.
Exactly. No, I don't know. We had some plans.
I live
within
walking distance to Lava Rock. So
okay.
If anyone needs to crash.
That's happening on Saturday. We have a VIP section, and you are more than welcome.
DJ Cavicani is going to be on island, so Todd can continue his bromance.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's going to get
cute. I'm not going to him, but whatever. You're going to hog them all up
to yourself. I want to be a fly on that wall.
We're just going to talk about.
Yes, like, Sarah, you can come.
We're just
going
to talk about Superman. We're just going to yell at each other.
Trunks
on, trunks off. No,
I don't want
to
play that game.
That's pretty awesome.
Release the Snyder Cut.
So that is my cosplay competition, and I'm super excited. So
fantastic, lady!
Y'all better come out.
And if people wonder why the Maui Comic Con cosplay competition is branded the official Night Darling cosplay competition, just. Try to find her.
Another name.
Try to find Night Darling the day of the competition. You'll see why it's named after her, because she is the cosplay competition.
Now,
so thank you so much.
The cosplay contest is happening on both days of the con, guys. So
it's a 2-day long.
It's a 2-day
event.
So 1
it's
p.m.
The only one in
it's
Hawaii.
Like Woodstock, man.
Yeah, it's a one.
It's the only
1
one
p.m.
in Hawaii that has like two days worth. Mm. And over 60 cosplayers on each day.
Crazy.
Because we're twice as awesome.
Yeah.
The other one.
Go big or go home. You know?
Sweet.
So,
so excited.
So if you're going to sign up for the cosplay competition, it opens at 11 a.m. Call time is 12 and showtime is 1.
Showtime is 1 p.m. So everybody better be registered.
If you are late, you are disqualified. Sorry.
Sweet.
So be there. Even if you did your online registry, be there by 12 just to make sure you're in line.
I like to make sure everybody's
because
early.
They got to do the stage lineup, right, before 1.
Yeah. Any questions or anything that you guys want to ask or have questions about, please go to MauiComicCon.com or you can email me.
Oh, that's right. You can slide in Night Darling's DMs.
like everybody else
does.
Right?
Old jokes here. Yeah.
No eggplant pictures, please.
I have too many. It's yucky.
All right. Well, listen, Night Darling, that's amazing stuff that you're putting together. I'm so excited for you.
Any other questions?
We'll have more going around
more
here
questions,
in a minute.
More questions.
What if my costume is an eggplant?
I would probably score you pretty high for that.
Right.
Depending on how big your eggplant is.
Shut up, Todd.
The better.
It's also very purple.
Shut up, Todd.
You're the host.
Is it very
bruised.
Is it very purple?
You're very bad at
like
shutting
Kunta
him
Kinte
up.
Purple?
I'm trying. Shut up, Todd.
Jeez.
Anyway, this week, by the way, boys and girls, just to move on to a new subject, this Thursday, the Nerd Watch. It's got a very special Halloween premiere. Yeah,
Halloween.
What? We have a very
I've never
special
watched a Halloween movie.
Yeah, but no, we're gonna watch it this Thursday. So the Nerd Watch is doing
the new one, right?
The new one, the new Halloween film premiere is happening this Thursday at the Maui Mall Megaplex. You're not gonna want to miss out on that because Aaron's gonna be there. yeah, and so
hard pass. No, I'm just
it's a hard. It's a hard pass, just like his hard media.
Hey, Professor Barry, are you going to be able to make it to the Halloween?
Come on. Sweet. Come on. Give me a...
So we have Professor Barry and Aaron are going to be at the Halloween premiere. The Nerd Watch is putting it together. Aaron put up the event page for that. Check it out. If you're going to go, please let us know on Facebook. We'd love to have you all there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll have some Halloween-themed giveaways, possibly. You've got to ask Alika first, though.
So we make no promises.
We make no promises. So... I don't know. Is it illegal for me to purchase like Halloween candy and just throw it at the audience? You think that's illegal?
Probably.
All right.
It depends on how you throw it.
Oh, it depends on how I throw it.
Is it with your elephant trunk?
Hello, Daniel Brown.
Wow, was that a fat joke? That's pretty good, though. I got to admit.
It's like a baby elephant trunk. Oh,
no, I'm just messing with you, Frenzy. But yes,
I would never.
You would too, and you know it. And that'd be funny, though. It would be very funny. Anyway, check us out Halloween this Thursday night, 7 p.m. It's going to be an all new chapter in the Halloween series. And you know who's not going to be there? Ganon. Scrub.
I won't be there.
Oh, what do you mean?
Mancine.
No, I thought you said you wanted to go, Mancine.
Oh, to the movie.
Oh, I thought you wanted to go.
No, I'm going.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Anyway. So, yes, check us out this Thursday night. You're not going to want to miss out on it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll talk to you guys about all the tickets and the like after the show. So, anyway, other than that, boys and girls, we saw a couple of... We saw a couple of interesting stories in the news. We saw a couple of interesting movies premiere this week. The biggest news, of course, and we mentioned it earlier, for nerds is that Iron Fist got canceled after season.
Are you trying to make me cry?
I don't know. I was
trolling Alika.
No, I'm just. It was
no
deal.
It's been 3 minutes.
That's true.
It's probably for the better. Something else is going to happen with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not done. And he's that guy. What's the guy's name? Who plays him? He's not done
Danny
playing that
Rand.
Character. No, not Danny Rand is the immortal Iron Fist of Kunlun.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
What the hell is that guy?
Danny Rand. Finn Wolfhard.
Finn Jones. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Wolfhard.
No, Finn Jones.
No.
Such a stupid idiot.
But they're probably gonna. They have a Marvel streaming service.
Yeah, Marvel streaming service. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Disney's going to do it.
They're going to do more stuff with it. Although it's just like a damn shame that they ended the Iron Fist season the way they did. That last 15 minutes just ruined.
Yeah, it's true.
Because the second season was slow. It was, but it was interesting. It was good.
Yeah.
And then that last 15 minutes just flushed it down a toilet. It was like,
man, every time you guys talk about it, you make me want to watch it. No, I haven't.
I am so glad I actually watched the whole season, though, before I saw that 15 minutes, because if I had just watched that 15 minutes, I would not have watched the rest. That 15 minutes is pure, unadulterated trash.
Wow.
It's garbage.
Wow. That's crazy. Jeez.
It sucks that it's canceled, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it was getting gradually better
each
time they had an outing.
Yeah. So,
they got to bring him back for... to team up with Power Man.
That'd be great.
Do they?
Luke Cage.
Not really.
They should. I thought
that episode...
Did in Luke Cage.
But that was like probably one of my favorite episodes of Luke Cage, too. I think...
That was the Danny Rand I wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And so I think maybe the reason it was that way is because they had a different writer on that episode than who usually writes for him in Iron Fist. Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
But that episode was great. And if they had a series like that where they do like detective mysteries and stuff, and like, you know, they're trying to find out what happened to all those dead people that Danny Rand abandoned
detective.
In Kunlun.
That'd be kind of cool. They're like a mystery show?
Well, that's
show?
What it is. Like Heroes for Hire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
And that's the show people have been begging for. And that's what I don't get Hollywood sometimes. They're like,
I thought people
Hollywood's
were begging
trying
for
to tell
defenders.
Us what we would like. And we're like, we would probably like Heroes
Weren't
for Hire.
Were people begging for the Defenders? That was the whole point.
Nobody was begging for the Defenders. Right. Nobody was begging for
All right, just checking. All right, what were you going to say?
The big news I assume you were going to talk about was the new levels of hell that James gun has been pushed into him.
Oh, what? Go ahead, sir.
What am I talking about? Well, James Gunn went from being the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3 to being hired to be the writer and possibly, maybe, the director of Suicide Squad
2. Wow. And you know what? To be fair, I think he could improve the series.
It's going to be fun.
Don't you think? Don't you think he could bring something to the table? I mean, he is.
He's great. That's the thing. It just this feels like a rotten party favor. You know, this is a job that Mel Gibson passed on. Mel Gibson passed on this job.
That's because he's doing the sequel to The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
More passionate.
They whoop Jesus' ass part two.
No, it's not called that at all. No.
What would it be about?
Christ is resurrection.
It's a franchise that's beneath him. I'm sorry, but it is. Is there potential for this franchise?
Dare you.
Oh, give me a break. Is there a chance for this franchise to be saved? Yeah, maybe Birds of Prey will do it, but no, this feels like
this
a really
is the guy who
deal.
Did Slither, Romeo and Juliet. Are we seriously going to say it's beneath him?
Those are two movies I prefer over Suicide Squad.
Holy crap.
Absolutely.
No, I agree, but I think that James Gunn could actually make this film watchable or bearable.
It's like, okay, great, good job. You got Leonard Part 7. Congratulations.
Was there a Leonard Part 7?
No, there wasn't.
I was going to say.
So here you go, Ghost Dad 2. Good job.
Oh, man, I could go for a Ghost Dad 2.
I could go for a Ghost
Dad.
More Cosby, man.
Ghost Dad 2. That's the only way he's going to be able to get out of the jail. He's a ghost
through all the walls.
He's like he can face through the bars.
He's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
Get him
twice. The ghost pudding.
I would love to see Leonard Part 7 if that actually existed.
Yeah. Right. I
would
kind of got me excited.
Swear to God,
I'd
be in if that was if that were the truth. It'd be so.
There's so many movies that you guys talk about that I didn't know existed. That it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna dig it up.
Well, I tell you what, Barry. I think that I think your pessimism is well founded, but I do think that
they're not really gonna be married to anything in the first movie after
that. No, not the disaster
destruction
of the first movie?
That is the DCEU. So yeah. I mean, James Gunn with given freedom with a group of ragtag individuals, I think it could be fun.
Well, I tell you what, I think Aquaman is supposed to be kind of like a soft reboot of the DC universe.
Nothing soft about Aquaman.
Relax.
There's nothing soft about you after you see
don't
Aquaman.
Say, like that. What the hell's wrong? What the hell's wrong with you, bro?
He been helping a Momoa.
Would you like you like some Momoa?
Right? Come on. See, I just said the name. And she's fanning herself off.
Permission to come aboard.
No, you got to look over your shoulder. Flip your hair.
I got to flip my hair.
Permission to come aboard.
Oh, my goodness. I
still think that's going to be a good movie.
I think
really?
Yes.
Well, not after, Jason Momoa goes, we could have just peed on it.
That was awesome. yes. No. You know what that is?
That's awful.
That's Momoa making a case for him to play two characters in the DCU and become Lobo somewhere down the line.
Oh, shut your face.
You would have been a great Lobo.
Holy
He's
crap.
So huge.
I'm glad you brought that up. Lobo is going to be in the Krypton series.
I didn't even watch season 4
sci-fi. I can't even believe it. It's crazy. Lobo's actually going to come to the television screen.
He looks like Rob Zombie.
You know who I thought would always
Rob Zombie looks like Lobo.
I always thought you know would have been a good Lobo. I always thought that Ron Perlman would have been a great Lobo. Yeah. Ron Perlman would have been great.
He's a ginger.
There's a lot you can do with makeup.
Lobo eats gingers.
He does. He definitely does. Other than that, I forgot to let you guys know. There's a ton of new stuff on Netflix that you guys can watch now that has been released.
Oh, yay.
So check it out. There's just a whole bunch of new series, some sci-fi series. The Haunting of Hill House.
I watched that. Everybody's been talking about that.
The Haunting of Hill House, I heard, is incredible.
Well,
it's getting rave reviews.
Well.
Yes, Francie.
She watched it.
Tell us.
I think that it would have made a good movie. I don't think it did so hot for a miniseries. There's parts that were just really lagging. But I enjoyed it. It was fun. And it was spooky, but then it was really sentimental, and I don't really like that so much. And then it ended, sorry, spoiler, but it ended on a happy note, which, like, no. And it wasn't so much, like, it
it's
was
like the funny episode.
Did some really creative things with the characters. Like, it retold, you know, the house, like, a new story.
Right.
like compared to the last two.
Yeah.
Like it, how it, they kind of switch it up, but then mm-hmm. they like bring back like bits and pieces from the last movie that they mm-hmm. made, which was really fun and clever.
Yeah.
And then the way that they like told the story was really fun.
Sweet.
A little confusing, actually very confusing, but I really like confusing, so mm-hmm. it was good for me. But yeah, I was disappointed in how it ended. The pacing was kind of slow, and the cinematography was kind of odd too. Like I didn't like all like the slow pans and the spinning. But oh my gosh, some of like the best scares that I've seen in a miniseries, like or not miniseries, but a series. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who would be good? You know who would be a good person to have to star in a film called The Haunting of Hill House?
Are you gonna bring up Momoa again?
Taye Diggs. He'd be incredible.
Who is that? Why do I know that name? Wasn't he famous in the 90s?
Because he's in a house called House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, der.
Same difference. Same stupid movie. Taye Diggs.
The guy, well, I'm a big, huge fan of the guy who directed that miniseries. That's Mike Flanagan.
Yes, Mike Flanagan.
He makes the best scary movies, right?
Mike Flanagan did Oculus. Mike Flanagan does a great film called Oculus. Excuse me. Oculus. And then he did Ouija.
Ouija.
The Origin of Evil. And then he also did a film on Netflix called Hush.
Hush was great.
You guys, that's Mike Gerald's Flanagan game. Is the
and
man.
He's directing The Shining too, as we speak.
What was great about Gerald's Game? It had two of the same actors.
Yeah.
And but they were Oculus. But they were married in this time. So the last one they were like it was daughter so no and
Oculus
son.
Two.
No, Alexa yeah. Boogaloo. But I liked. Oh my god, I love that. What's her name? The actress?
Carla Gugino.
I dreamt about her. She's her so beautiful. Rock. Oh well, yes.
Carla Gugino, I've definitely had naughty dreams about before.
And
I know that for sure. I remember
those. The casting of like the family.
We're going to talk about your dreams.
Okay, that's not the one I'm talking about.
What was the one you were talking about?
Nothing.
We should really discuss.
No,
the
we
last
shouldn't.
One.
Not at all.
Okay.
Nope.
So the casting in this was really awesome because there's like little things that usually get me like hung up on shows or movies. Things like when
talk closer.
Sorry, there like go, when you. the children like when they're younger don't look like them as adults.
Yeah.
That bothers me so much. Or when they don't look like they're related. They look so like great as a family that it was kind of hard to tell who they were apart from the mother when they got older because they look so similar to the mom as adults. And then the children look so much like the adult versions of them. It was just good. Like, cool. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Flanagan has a good eye for horror, but he doesn't not so much. It's about the tension. It's about the build. It's about he knows how to take the camera and make it work for him.
Yeah.
He's very good at that. So if you've never experienced Hush or Ouija Origin of Evil, you don't even
Oculus,
have to see.
Oculus,
and Oculus is great, and you don't even have to
you
watch.
Keep pronouncing Ouija.
Mm-hmm. It is Ouija.
That, no. Stop it.
Isn't it?
It's Ouija.
It's Ouija?
Ouija board.
Have you ever heard of a Ouija board?
Yes, a lot of people
let's
say
go.
Ouija board.
What's a Ouija board? Get it out.
Origin of Evil.
Let's have a seance.
You don't... I've been
pull
to
out
her...
the old Ouija board.
I've been to her shows. She's pretty good.
Is this same one of them Ouija boards?
Seance.
Anyway.
And she married to Jay-Z.
You guys don't even have to watch the very first Ouija to enjoy Ouija, The Origin of Evil at all. So just skip the first one and just go straight to the second.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Mike Flanagan is the man. Now I'm more excited to watch The House House on Haunted Hill.
Hey, that could be a modern-day new Elvira character. Seance? She's like a haunted
pitch
Beyonce.
It. Right?
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
who could pull that off nowadays? Who's spooky? Rihanna's not spooky. She's kind of spooky.
I think Francine could pull it off.
Francine could.
Francine, are you up for being a mega pop star?
I'll be Beyonce.
Yes!
That would be killer. And do like a Bride of Frankenstein strike.
Yeah.
That would be
it's a full like rhinestone leotard with a Ouija board on it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Telling you right now, it's pretty awesome.
Kind of you're moving it.
I like it.
No, you're moving it.
Quit moving it.
I know you're moving it.
I know you're moving it. Is it magnets?
It's
magnets.
Oh, Todd, don't.
That's the number one single from Beyonce.
Oh, is it?
You're moving it.
No, you're, and the chorus is just, no, you're moving it.
No, you're moving it.
No, you're moving it.
No, you're moving it.
Todd, that was cute. I like that. Very good. You can be adorable sometimes.
Dick.
God, Todd. Jeez, man. Todd, you just ruined everything.
Good Lord. Worst ever.
Yeah, just whatever.
Zero sum game.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much every podcast.
Every time you think you win with Todd, you lose.
Yeah. That's the way I want
brutal.
You to.
It's yeah. brutal.
It's not. It's fine.
It's brutal.
Remember when we used to enjoy having Todd?
Yeah, we
on the
did.
Show?
We used
no.
to.
No. Come on. No.
Remember his catchphrase? I just want to do a good job. We're like, aww, it's so,
yeah, it's so cute.
That's cute because we know he'll never do a good job.
That's true.
I kind of feel like, yeah.
Yeah, that's just very true.
It's just right.
Also this week, the A-Rod
talk
and myself.
Talk about the new Glass trailer?
I was going to get to that. All
right.
We got the new Glass trailer. We also got, there was one more trailer that came out that was interesting.
Aladdin.
Yes, exactly my
no,
point.
That
was a teaser.
It
Aladdin,
was not good.
It was an awful teaser.
I
it was awful.
That, yeah.
Awful?
It was awful. It
was, how could you even tell? Wonders is like a face on the wall. It's not a whole thing.
It's awful. It looks like it looks like it's it looks like a Bollywood movie.
It does. You know,
it looks like
that's
a Bollywood
racist,
movie.
Man.
No, it's not.
Maybe they should make it.
It's from Guy Ritchie.
It's from Guy. It's from Guy Ritchie. Even. Yeah.
They're gonna do like Aladdin smash.
I think a Bollywood movie would have been better.
They're gonna
trailer,
steal the.
What? What was not? What was not
right,
Jake Gyllenhaal available? He
time?
Played such yeah. a great Persian in The Prince of Persia. Was he not available to be the starring role in Aladdin? No. I don't know.
And Will Smith's the genie.
And Will Smith is the genie. Oh,
is
the genie? Oh my
but
gosh.
But we haven't seen anything.
Yeah, we
about
haven't
that
seen
yet.
That yet.
Mercifully, we haven't seen.
He might be amazing.
Is Kim K?
Do you remember
Jasmine?
How bad he was in A Winter's Tale?
Ooh.
Just in that little.
I don't know who's Jasmine. Do we know?
Yeah,
another unknown.
Yeah, another right. Like, there is another unknown.
Oh, good, good.
I like the unknown.
Diamond in the rough.
They are Bollywood actresses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or actors
yeah.
and
actresses. At least one of them is. I wonder if Gilbert Gottfried's coming back.
I would love
as
for
Iago.
If
yeah,
he goes, if he is Iago, I'll go
practical
watch it.
Practical effects.
That would be sick. No, what if it's just
they have an actual bird?
Just, yeah.
No, just
they have an actual bird.
Just Gilbert Gottfried
that's
dressed as a parrot.
It's just Gilbert Gottfried dressed as a parrot would be so.
He's
fantastic.
So obnoxious he could pull it off.
Yeah, Godfrey, like, oh God, I'm a parrot.
Just a mocap suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly trying to climb on top of Jafar. Jafar's like, get off of me.
Ah, oh, Jafar.
Yeah, Jafar, come here. I need a perch on your shoulder.
That's so awesome. But let me tell you something. What you guys just described there was much more entertaining than that trailer.
Yeah.
That trailer was awful. Yeah. I could not
I
even
agree.
Believe.
What we just did here was
more
way
entertaining.
More amazing.
I wanted to watch more just because I was so worried. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was.
What's happening?
It was completely cliched. The thing with the lamp at the very end and him pulling it off of the thing.
The
almost
trailer
looked,
was pretty much shot of the animated trailer.
Yeah, it's just what are we doing here? I mean, like,
but that's what they did with Beauty and the Beast, and everybody loved it.
No, they didn't.
They
and,
ate
by
that
the
crap
way,
up.
Hermione ain't no princess.
It was
so.
It was like a monster success, and that's why they're doing Aladdin.
No,
so it's basically all you people who go to the movies' fault.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what's weird?
What do you mean, you people?
When they showed the cave,
yeah.
It's weird. It looked more CGI than the CGI cave in the 92 movie.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Right?
That was like
you're
one
right.
of the earliest CGI effects, and
yeah.
It still looks better than the one in this new movie.
Yeah, it just, that was an awful trailer. I am not impressed. I hope the next trailer is better than that. But
Jasmine is actually Naomi Scott, who played the Pink Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie.
And that's thanks to Wesley Hayes. Hayashi, the Power Rangers fan in the chat.
Thank you, Wesley.
Boo! Boo!
Boo him. Wes is the man.
Not Wesley.
Oh, who are you booing? Oh, you're
this
booing Naomi
same.
Scott.
I'm booing the Pink Ranger.
The Pink Ranger.
Boo!
Boo!
That's brutal.
That's
take that, Pink Ranger. you should have been magenta.
So this. Next. So Aladdin's going to be sponsored by. Krispy Kreme donuts too.
I hope so.
It's the only way to defeat Iago.
Never had a friend like
Krispy Kreme donuts. Iago.
I'm practical effects Gilbert Gottfried.
Never had a friend like me.
You never had Krispy Kreme. That'd be sweet. No. See, more entertaining than the freaking trailer. It's crazy. Yes.
And because it's Will Smith, he's just ha ha every time.
Exactly. That's swear to God. If he says,
get Genie with it.
If he says, get Genie with it. Or if he says,
ha ha.
Or if he says, welcome
I
to
make this look good.
Welcome to Earth. Ha ha.
Welcome to Agrabah.
Welcome to Agrabah. Ha ha. Ha ha.
More Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
More Will Smith-isms.
Yeah, no more. Yeah, exactly.
Although, my favorite Will Smith quote that nobody quotes is from one of his early songs.
Which one?
You Saw My Blinker, Bitch. That's a Will Smith song.
I love that one. Yeah. That's a great
All
one.
About how he scraps with an old lady from... for rear-ending him. Yeah. Sure. There's a Will Smith. You saw my blinker, bitch.
It's the most hardcore song that he ever did.
No, it is. It is. It is the most hardcore song he's ever done.
It's about him having road rage against, like, the 6-year-old lady after she rear-ends him.
Some people shouldn't be artists. Like, we don't need to know everything.
That is high art. Yeah. I think that's what secured him the Nightmare on Elm Street song. Was that even him? That was the Fat Boys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Fat Boys. It was the Fat Boys. All right, so we're gonna come back to Aladdin. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Let's go riff tracks. Hey, uninvited. The Nerd Watch. Let's go riff tracks a movie. Just pick one.
Just pick one. You yeah. should totally do
just
it.
I'll get the front row because you can do that with the stupid reserve seating system now.
Yeah, you can.
And we annihilate everybody's movie experience. And we get microphones so people can hear what
I'm
we're
down. I am so freaking down.
Alika's going to do his Gilbert Godfrey impersonation the whole time.
I got to work on it. My favorite Gilbert Godfrey is on Howard Stern.
Yeah, no, that's
he is so
one.
Filthy on that
he
show.
He is. He's horrible on that show. But he's very funny.
Hilarious.
Very funny. Speaking of something that's not so funny, the new Glass trailer did come out. And that looked pretty impressive.
Kind of makes me want to go see Split.
Yeah. You haven't seen Split?
No.
Good.
Yeah, see it.
I'm not like a McAvoy is like in the Kevin Costner category for me of boring actors.
Whoa. First of all, the Hawaii Film Critics Society Split voted him one of the best actors in Split from 2017.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. Just to let you know. All right. By the way, McAvoy responded. Actually responded to the Hawaii Film Critics Society.
I bet that made you feel good.
He thanked us
did,
blokes.
Actually. He did it.
Alika. Thank you.
He thanked us blokes for giving him the award.
He's trying to make fun of you guys.
He did it telepathically because he's also he's Professor X.
Not my Professor X.
Yeah,
well, I tell you what.
Hashtag Picard.
Tell you what, Dark Phoenix does look better than Glass. So.
No, Dark Phoenix doesn't look better than anything. It looks like a steaming hot pile of garbage.
Man, that was uncalled for.
It's totally called for.
Speaking of steaming hot pile of garbage, A-Ron.
Good segue.
No.
You're a steaming hot pile of garbage.
You want me to call your mom to pick you
up? That's not what I meant. What I meant was is that A-Ron actually went to see...
Is a steaming hot pile of garbage.
A-Ron, that's not what I meant, man. You went to see a steaming hot pile of garbage, didn't you, A-Ron? Hey,
was it like looking in the mirror?
Mic over.
Wow!
Hey,
you started this.
What you saw a couple of movies this week? What'd you see? This past week, last week,
First Man.
You and I watched the First Man. Yeah,
the other one. Star was born. That was a steaming hot pile of garbage.
Not according to Barry.
That's a perfect movie.
Before we get to the steaming hot pile of garbage movie. me and A-Ron did
First
go.
First Man is born.
We did go watch. We did watch the first. We did watch First Man with Neil Armstrong. With Ryan Gosling playing Neil Armstrong.
Can he make more money off the moon landing? I mean, what a greedy dude!
Oh, man.
I tell you Crazy. What, I thoroughly enjoyed the film. It seems like a companion piece to The Right Stuff. If you like the history of space travel, you should definitely see it. It is a. Will you stop it? What are you doing?
Snapchatting people.
Oh, will you stop it? Anyway.
She's making people look stupid against their will.
A-Ron and I saw First Man.
Thought
it was very. I thought it was very well done. It was the right stuff via Terrence Malick. So I think Professor Barry will love it. Did you see it, Professor Barry? Did you like it?
He got 5 stars on the First Man, right?
Yeah, you get 5 stars.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. You know what I liked about it, and this is kind of this is a weird part. I liked the fact they didn't have to explain everything. Like they didn't like say, okay, this was Gus Grissom, This was Michael Collins. This was what is
going on?
You're losing. I don't know what's going on over there.
You gotta watch your Instagram.
Okay, you gotta know.
See her Instagram.
You do.
What's going on?
We have a show going on over here. What the heck, man? Oh, all right. So anyway, you like the show?
Yeah.
I did. That's why I'm asking Barry right now.
Yeah, first man, it's great.
It's great.
I just want to do a good job.
Well, you did a great job, Barry. Thank you very much, man. That's fantastic. Definitely worth to see if you can see it. And then you also watched a film that you and I were very excited to see, called the
Bad Time I Had at a Movie.
Yes, Bad Times at the El Royale. What did you think of it?
Oh my god, this is the cutest thing.
2.5 hours of a movie that goes nowhere.
What?
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 Well, yeah, because it's held in one place.
No, but I mean. Hey. They're promising, you know, this whole twisty seven strangers.
What was that?
Seven strangers in one place,
right?
And like literally goes nowhere for 2.5 hours.
So, do I need to see this thing then?
The most.
Where would it like go? It's held at the El Royale.
No, I mean like the secret that they're supposedly building up to,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that they're marketing.
Right.
It's like nothing. Like, seriously, nothing.
Do I need... So what you're saying is I don't need to see this movie.
No.
Then.
Like, the most interesting aspect of the story is Jeff Bridges and the African-American girl who's a singer. I forget her real name. Carmen something.
Carmen Ejogo. Carmen Ejogo.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, like, most of the story comes from them.
Wow. She was at the El Royale.
That's where most of the... story comes from is them.
Wow. So Drew Goddard, the man who directed the film,
mm-hmm.
Who is famous for making Cabin in the Woods, which was great.
Yes.
So this movie
actually had an ending, had a point at the end.
So this
it
one
built,
didn't.
It built up to something. This
gotcha.
One like, literally just.
Now I want to see this. I want to see
nowhere.
This.
This was longer
so
than
I
the
can
first
see
man.
If I can yeah. spot.
Well, all right, I got. I can't wait.
Aaron missed.
I can't
but
wait to watch this movie now.
The set design, the sets is amazing. Like, I'll give them that. They did it. Took a lot of care for it.
That's cool.
Wow, that is crazy.
But it's story wise, it's.
So what did you give it, Aaron?
2.5 out of 5.
2.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
What did you give The First Man?
3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5.
Nice.
Sweet.
Those are numbers.
Yeah. I gave First Man 4.5 out of 5.
You
the only reason
three
why
and a half to Barry's 5?
Yeah.
I had to. The only reason
wow.
why I didn't give First Man 5 stars
was
because
was
I thought
one.
I thought it almost felt too somber for its own good a little bit, and I thought that she should have been a little more joy in what they were doing a little bit. But this is a very emotional story.
Did
I
you
guess.
Watch Bad Times?
I did not. I wanted
oh, okay.
to. Aaron
did
went
you?
For me.
No.
Yeah, Professor.
Oh, so you're the only one
yeah.
that saw Bad mm-hmm, Times?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing: is that we were all supposed to be see First Man together, but Barry stood us up. So
no, things came up and Barry.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no, it's fine. No, I get it. No, I get it. You know, you call a guy,
well, I mean,
you get him a ticket and everything, and we're like, hey, let's go, Barry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving First Man another watch. The beginning part, I don't know, was kind of slow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the second half was, like, really amazing.
Yeah,
really captured.
If you ever watch it from it, you'll understand what he means, because in some respects, he is right, but I enjoyed that because it felt like a Terrence Malick.
You guys remember the beginning of the film, the first scene?
No,
that was incredible. That was incredible.
No,
that was incredible. I thought that was fantastic.
You needed to have the scenes, something we're kind of glossing over here, and that's okay.
Sure.
I don't want to talk about First Man for too much longer, but it is about how Neil Armstrong lost his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with grief. All of his buddies, and I mean all of his buddies, are dying. His colleagues were astronauts. They're constantly
mm-hmm.
dying. And he's dealing with this grief constantly. He's constantly dealing with death. And we're seeing all these scenes where he is being literally hermetically sealed inside these capsules. You see how claustrophobic it is. Being
That's my favorite part of the stuff.
And
the contrast
is he's at home with his family, and there's all these wide open spaces, and he doesn't know what the heck to do. He doesn't know what to say. He's introverted. He's removed. He has an inability.
But he can't talk to his kids about what he does.
Exactly. But when he is in his element, he's locked in these
damn tubes.
This
sounds a lot like American Sniper.
You know what? In some respects, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you're absolutely
it
kind
of
right
is.
That. It is.
It is. It has that kind of feel to it. You're
it
right.
It is about that, yeah. And and they do make that correlation that Armstrong was so brilliant when he was so close to death, but when he is able to relax and be himself, that's when he's completely out of his element. That's when he's
not to make
to
not to make a big deal a mountain out of a molehill here. I will say that there was it was mired in controversy in the beginning for them not making a bigger deal of the, them planting the American flag on the moon. After
well, that's
watching,
because that happened in a movie studio in real life.
Well, the thing is that I have to tell
I'm
you.
Trying to get punched in the face.
I know. I know. No, not from Buzz Aldrin, because he will punch you in the face. Buzz Aldrin will punch you in the face. But
that was great.
No, I will say that I thought that bared no difference to the plot. Actually, I thought it made more sense after seeing the film and what we were talking about in the movie. So don't be deterred because of that scene, because it has nothing to do with
you
anything.
You see the flag planted. You just don't see them literally planted.
Right.
Ground.
They're not it's, even – they're not driving the limo around either. They're not doing the whole – they're not doing everything that everybody knows.
Right.
So I completely get that.
It's more interesting the way they chose
no, to do it. No, I agree with you too. I'm with you on that.
They don't need to refilm it. They,
that's right.
They nailed it in 1960. No, that right. TV studio.
Listen.
It looks great.
I'm already having a hard
the,
enough
the
time.
The flag is somehow waving without it. The atmosphere. You see the shadow at 10-2. InfoWars, buddy. Google it. Come on. Alex Jones.
All I know is this.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that I,
the
we
Georgia
have,
Guidestones.
We have a Canadian actor playing an American hero, did a fairly decent job, and now you don't plant my flag on the moon in your movie. What the hell's going on? I'm just
your
kidding.
Flag?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
But this movie needs to win sound design.
It does. It's it was really good. All the stuff in the capsules.
Dunkirk.
All the stuff in the capsules was just captivating. Yeah. You got to see it; it's incredible. Speaking of incredible, you know who is incredible? Aaron's hard media sack. He's ready to open it up to this week to find out what's brand new in it.
It's better than me calling a sack of crap or whatever you called him earlier.
He called me a hot piece of garbage.
Oh my!
I did not. You. I didn't mean it that way.
Accuracy.
No, it's not accurate. So, what's new this week in some hard media, there, Aaron?
Yeah, as you look at your digital phone.
Hey, he's doing a segment. Let
so, there's only a few this week, but one of them is Ash vs. Evil Dead comes with a complete series. Mm-hmm. I know Gany will appreciate.
Yeah.
And Best Buy has an exclusive where it comes with.
And that didn't get renewed for a third season.
No, it did not.
No.
Boo. Yeah.
The Best Buy exclusive comes with like a little mini bobblehead sort of thing of Ash.
What else?
Great.
Shout Factory released City Slickers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I get that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Shout Factory. That's
remastered.
I had a fun time watching that movie in 1990.
I'll only buy the Shout Factory edition of City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Reissue of Billy Crystal flick.
They remastered the
sweet
the movie itself, but all the special features is the same as the previous Blu-ray.
Done deal.
Which is kind of disappointing.
They CGI Jack Palance to look 10% more alive.
there's just one thing. One thing.
Jack Palance's greatest role, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I love him in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I thought you were going to say Cops and
Robinson. He makes
that's it. He was so menacing in that movie. Yeah.
He makes Tango. He's great in Tango and Cash. He's great in Tango and Cash, but he does make every he makes a chicken that plays tic-tac-toe feel ominous when you watch Ripley's Believe It or Not.
He's great. He's like natural phenomenon or will of the demons.
Will, yeah.
This chicken can play checkers.
I'm Jack Palance.
Believe it or not.
You are my number one guy. Yeah, that's it.
That
sweet.
A great show. And
great
you know
show.
What? I've been dying to find like VHS or DVD.
It's hard to find, man.
It's nowhere. I can't find it.
I also like the one with Dean Cain.
To watch it again.
Not as ominous, Dean but
Cain
the one with Dean Cain's pretty good. Yeah.
The Jack Palance episodes are way better, though.
Yeah, he is. I agree. Anyway, what else is out coming out there?
Dean Cain's
Ron?
Better than Holly Palance.
That's true. What else is out there?
This is a show I like. It's called Black Sails. Complete series.
Pirate show, right?
I have it. I own it. I can't wait to watch it.
And it's done by, produced by Michael Bay.
Yes, it is.
But it is a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Hard pass.
See, well, you don't say that because now no one will watch it at this table.
Amazing.
I forgot I was only a Michael Bay fan.
Yeah, well, who? What else is coming out this week?
Arrow's putting out a really nice edition of 12 Monkeys.
Yes, I did see that too. That looks really good. Yeah. I'm very excited about that. Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt. Madeline Stowe. Where the hell has she been?
It's a great movie.
12 died. Monkeys. No, she did not die. And it's also directed by Terry Gilliam, who's a fantastic director.
She was stowed away.
She was. Yes.
Ha!
And what else, Aaron?
So the biggest one, and I think is the coolest one, is The Big Lebowski comes in a gift set.
How many re-releases of Big Lebowski?
I love The Big Lebowski.
Do the bro dudes of the world really need?
Come That's on. True.
But this one, they're going all out. There's like a little bowling ball. It's a pencil holder. Mm-hmm. The carpet is in there.
Mm-hmm. The peed on carpet?
The, yeah.
Great souvenir.
Yeah, great souvenir. Does it come with white Russians? Does it come with and no white Russians?
It comes in a leather bowling bag.
Okay.
And the 4K Blu-ray comes packaged
in believe
his,
it, nothing.
In his sweater.
How much all right, listen. Thing? Wait a minute.
It's $50.
Hang on a minute.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's all within the package.
No, no, no. I mean, for the...
Oh, yeah.
Hard media?
I can't even believe you, bro.
Oh, yeah, that other...
I can't
that,
even that believe other, you, bro. Okay, what is wrong with you? This is a Nerdwatch show. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's called Reprisal with Frank Grillo.
Oh, you're such
and
a
Bruce
bastard!
Willis.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Ant-Man and the Wasp
oh, yeah,
came out today
came out.
On Blu-ray
you
and
went
4K.
To a Frank Grillo movie?
Wow! Aaron hates this movie. He hates it.
Why?
I don't hate the beginning. I hate the ending.
See? He hates it.
I hate half
That's why
it.
He didn't want to mention
Michael
it.
Michael Douglas came back from throat cancer to make that movie.
That's right. And Michelle Pfeiffer, you know, cured him with her Jesus hands.
Yeah.
So, in that
she
movie.
She fingered his brain.
She fingered his brain. So.
Did you not see that movie? Oh, that's how she cures everybody.
That's how she cures
she
everybody.
Their brains.
She's awesome. Anyway.
No, not.
Thank you, Aaron, for your
like
prejudiced
no,
hard media this week.
We'll get Reprisal. It's pretty cool.
Ironically enough, On Digital came out last week. I didn't talk about it. That's right. You are now a steaming pile of garbage. Teen Titans Go at the Movies is out on digital
what,
media.
Really?
Yep.
I got to get that.
That
actually comes out on Blu-ray. I'm getting that.
Yeah, yeah. It comes out next week.
Yeah, October 9th. It comes out October 30th.
I fell asleep at the last 20 minutes, yeah. But that thing was action-packed full of inside jokes for DC. I was with my kids. It was like a late showing.
Which?
Teen Titans Go at the movie. Go to the movies.
Yeah. I was like, thank God you woke me up and didn't get trafficked.
That's pretty awesome.
That movie's very funny.
The only one I know who saw that movie.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's thank God funny. You're with your kids, Creeper. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a kids movie by myself. Whatever. It's public. I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And there's a whole sequence of Back to the Future where it's not bad.
Yeah. Paul
Rubens
is sitting behind you.
I'd rather sit behind him.
That's pretty awful.
If you know what I mean.
I do.
Well, listen, peeps. I got to tell you, this podcast is gone off the rails, and I think it's time for us to
Grayson
bid everybody adieu.
You should have like a little icon next to the podcast of the ones that go off the rails.
I'm gonna put like a big. There's gonna be a what? I'm sorry, Francine. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt.
I didn't interrupt. What'd you say?
Before we go, can I plug something? Okay?
Can you plug something?
Plug away.
What would you like to plug?
Yeah. Plug it up.
Go ahead. What is it that you want to plug?
So this Saturday at Y Bar, or Y Bar, I'm going to be co-emceeing Stash Bash, which is what it's an event that my derby team used to put on annually, but it's been a few years since we've done it. But it's a drag king show. Where we dress up like gentlemen.
The pictures are awesome, by the way. They're incredible.
So you dress up like dudes?
Yeah. And
they
we do
it
musical acts and stuff.
You got to
so
share the joy of being
it's
a bro.
It's super fun.
Broing down with some dudes while you're manning out with some dudes.
It's
just like a guy. I just want to be a guy around my dude friends.
Dude bros.
It's super fun. Like I always pack like a live one
can
down
I go
there.
Nice. When
I
is this?
A live one.
What time? What time is
it's
this?
It's
going
to be. So it's going to be this Saturday. So what is this? The 20th?
Yes, ma'am.
Of this month at 10 p.m. Yeah. Bar, $10 cover. It goes towards. It's a fundraiser for the Maui Roller Girls, which is a nonprofit organization. And so a bunch of like alumni skaters who are retired and then some of the current skater roster are going to do some drag performances. I didn't have time to get my performance down, so I'm going to co-host with my girl, Wits and Ass. So she's my... Wait, her name is Wits and Ass.
That's her derby name.
Derby names are amazing. Like Hori Lori.
Hori Lori. Mine is Yo Mama Bin Laden.
Yo Mama Bin Laden.
Oh yeah. My her God. Rival, where have these people been all my life?
Her rival is Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama is pretty awesome.
Super true. There's like Jess the Tip is going to be there. She's,
but didn't you say that you were almost going to be Rude McClanahan?
I was going to be Rude McClanahan, yeah. But when I suggested it to my team, no one knew what I was talking about.
What?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're like, I don't know.
They're too young.
Girls, I didn't.
Didn't watch the Golden Girls. Apparently, they haven't lived.
Yeah, I really wanted to be Rude McClanahan.
Really
that's right.
Rude McClanahan.
That's true. No, that is true. Good point.
So I'm gonna do. I will be in drag, but I won't do a performance. But I will pack it full of a bunch of D puns, bunch of penis puns.
Oh jeez.
I'm just gonna be dishing it out all night. So if you guys could come, please, Todd. I'd appreciate
Todd,
it.
Can me and Todd stand outside and listen?
No.
What?
Shut up, Todd.
Can me and Todd go dressed as dudes?
I was just wondering how many socks is it gonna take to stuff down your
pants? I have a technique.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what was fun was 1 year I dragged. Well, 2 years I've done a prince act. One of them, the first one, I did a dueling prince act. So me and my friend both wanted to do prince, which is like
different
princes. Duel it out. Yeah, different phases.
Is it too early to do
Prince? Did the spin doctor show up?
No. That would have been hilarious. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
thanks, Alika.
I
had, I always have a
is
nice...
Is that where Moran's came from?
I know.
Non-flaccid package.
Oh.
But, like, I did this routine where I strapped a little Prince guitar, the really fun ivory one, there that I could do a solo guitar act with my wang.
Wow.
It was really fun.
Can I ask you something? Is it too soon to do... to do drag Prince?
People were doing it before he died.
That's what I'm saying. So but now that he's passed away,
I saw a really great one on Oahu at the burlesque show. It was a drag and burlesque show, and so it was kind of fun because you didn't know, like, is this a woman or a man that I'm watching? But a lady did a great one. She did the assless back
chaps.
Gotcha. It was really crazy. Awesome. And she dry humped the floor. It was beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. So we can check you out dry humping a floor at Y Bar. Is that right?
Y Bar this Saturday, please, if you can. I know it's kind of last minute with everything, and there's a lot going on every Saturday
that's
night.
Been fun to do,
but really fun,
especially when you're in town. It's hard to find something. It's always like 80s or
90s.
You gotta go to an old school night at Maui Beach Hotel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Lindsay will be there.
Yeah, she will be. old school night. You're always there. I forgot to tell you guys something.
That's the only thing happening in town, except for the Stash Bash.
Well, that same night in Paia, they're doing a Skull Fest, which they do to a fundraiser for the Paia skate park.
And their radio, their radio stuff too.
Yeah,
I thought I saw that on Akaku.
There's like a billion things happening every Saturday on Maui, and that's why people just never do anything because they're just like, I there's too much to do. I'm just going to stay home and watch.
They just glitch out and sit at home.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I forgot to tell you guys something. A couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago now. I had an opportunity to watch a doc that I've been wanting to watch for a long time.
I totally thought you were like, I had an operation.
No, I speaking of
I will be performing.
Speaking of hot garbage... I watched Won't You Be My Neighbor. That documentary is an overrated piece of hot garbage.
Barry, defend that. Defend it, Barry.
I thought it was okay.
Shut this man up. To be fair, it wasn't hot garbage.
That's the end of the show, folks.
It wasn't hot garbage, but I did. I will say this. I will say that I think it's overrated, but it was good. I mean, it was overrated.
We're gonna perform a coup right now. My darling is officially the host of the show.
From hot garbage to it's overrated to it was okay.
I kind of feel like
I've never said anything that quite as bad as. I don't like Mr. Rogers.
No, I love Mr. Rogers. You guys don't understand. I hate it when he used to visit the land of make-believe. I always used to enjoy watching.
He's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
You used to like it when he took off his clothes and
What I liked was when he used to go visit the pencil shops.
Yeah, when he showed
you how crayons are made. Yeah, exactly. Those are the stuff I like.
I had a breakdown.
And when he used to have the singing cop come over all the time. That was always fun. Is it Clemens?
It is. Officer Clemens.
Yes. He was great. I loved Officer Clemens. So, yeah. But still.
I hate the documentary.
I thought the documentary was overrated.
And now we're going to get a Tom Hanks starring as Mr. Rogers.
Yes, we are.
Ew, great. Please, no.
Did you hear someone died on the set?
Of what? Won't You Be My Neighbor, the documentary?
No, the movie.
Like the Bruce Lee
curse?
Was it Mr. Rogers?
I knew about that.
Who died?
Somebody fell like trolley. Second story or
something. Trolley fell off the track.
Yeah.
Who died? Our collective childhood.
Wow, that's crazy.
Trolley
when did that happen?
That's sad. That was
when?
Like last
rest in peace, Trolley.
What? Wow, that's crazy. No kidding. Well, listen, anyway.
Now I want to watch it.
Well, listen, this Thursday night, we're going to go watch Halloween at the Miami Megaplex. Please join us, 7 p.m. show. Almost all of us. You're going to want to check it out. The Nerd Watch will be there. We'll be premiering the show with you guys, so please come on down. You guys are have a lot of fun.
Anybody is on...
What?
Oh, sorry. Lindsay, did you have an announcement?
No, I was just poking him. She's poking JoJo me. Told me to.
Thanks. Keep appreciate that.
Tomorrow, no. Ron Randall, comic artist extraordinaire, is going to be here.
What?
Creator of Trekker, creator of Justice League Europe.
Woo, fantastic.
And contributed a lot of Marvel and DC comics throughout the early 2000s.
Supergirl. If I may say...
He's a returning guest. We
in
love
my
him.
World, Todd is the only comic book artist extraordinaire that I know. So.
Wow. Are you drunk?
Did you trademark that? Let me see the papers.
I don't know.
Hey, let me see your papers, G.
Let me see my papers.
I didn't have to pay
him. He didn't.
We're just in love.
Yeah, we are. Just a little bit. Wow. So fantastic. What time will Ron Randall be here?
He's going to be here 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
At the store tomorrow.
At the store, just doing live signing and commissions.
Wednesday. The 17th. Fantastic.
Yes, the 17th.
All right, so join us for Halloween.
A Facebook event. You can see his commission.
Join us for the Halloween premiere. Come by tomorrow to the shop at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss it. Anything else anyone would like to add before we go? Anything else about the MauiCon? Anything?
Oh, the Maui Comic Con. We could just go on for hours about that.
Yeah, for sure.
And also want to mention that there's going to be a lot of Fields of Valeria demos going on.
Sweet!
With...
Aaron Nakahara,
among others.
You mean Format's Monster Hunter buddy?
Aaron Nakahara, creator of Fields of Valeria, an amazing artist.
You know what's fair.
Incredible artist.
Every time I log into PS4, you two guys playing together. It's crazy.
Oh, you can see who's playing with
each other. Absolutely. So what were you going to say, Format?
Check out the Creative Creations of Christine McConnell on Netflix.
We've been watching that.
Is it good?
That is good.
Is that the one where she's like the chef?
It's got Henson puppets.
I read it at
work. Yeah, she's like a cook, but she's a psychopath, and all of her puppet friends are psychos, too.
See, right. I didn't watch that because I didn't like the title. I don't like either.
I thought it was going to be this froofy little cooking show.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but she's a cake maker. And
wow, that's pretty sick.
That's fun.
I saw that, too, and I tell you what, when I looked at the preview for it and I saw it on Netflix, I was like... It looks like a cooking
Swan
show.
Swan put it on. This is another thing that's why I'm glad Swan is around, because he'll put on stuff that I wouldn't usually give a chance.
Interesting.
And
I should
Henson
check it
puppets
out.
And I thought it was great.
Jeez. All right. What's it called again? One more time.
No, you guys know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what the hell it is.
Creative
That's why I'm asking.
Creative Creations of Christine McConnell.
Creative Creations of Christine McConnell.
Curious, whatever.
Curious. That's why I didn't watch it. I was like, curious anything.
It's the only
I'm not watching
thing
it.
That looks like that.
I saw the preview. It did look weird.
It's weird because the banner only has her picture on it.
Ah.
But like the selling point for the series is the puppets. I like the puppets in it.
Interesting.
She's
all right.
She's like a legit cook. Like she actually.
She's a chef? Is she an actual chef or something? Or is she like a baker?
Yeah.
She does baked goods.
Just watch the show.
Just take
she
out the show.
She doesn't just do baked goods.
Oh, really?
She does like legit sculpting and stuff like that.
So she's an actual like trained professional at this stuff.
Are you okay with there being female chefs?
Yeah, you know, women can go to school and become bakers too. You know,
they can also be pilots, sucker,
and astronauts.
All right, so she's a lady baker. Got it.
And podcast hosts.
That's very good. All right,
one
sweet.
One mic. Two girls.
All right, I'll check it out.
What if she's flying the plane? She puts it on autopilot, then she goes and gets the food.
And she gets her period.
And gives you the food, but then she goes back and continues to fly the plane. Is that cool?
It sounds cool in retrospect, but yeah, I don't think it's as cool as you think it is. It does sound cool, though. I mean, but dudes fly planes, right?
Whoa.
Jeez. No!
I'm just saying.
You can punch him.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
He looks like a human punching.
Hey! That's why with all the violence? Why with all the violence?
You look like the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Lady pilot.
Well, speaking of puppets, last night I watched Follow That Bird.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean the one for like 1990s? The
1985.
Sesame Street one? Yeah, oh, the 1985 one?
That's a great
Sesame
movie.
Street?
It's great.
Wow, you're weird.
Revisited.
Follow That Bird? I think I gave up on the Muppets after The Great Muppet Caper.
So I don't you even didn't get to see The Muppets Take Manhattan.
I did, but I didn't
awesome.
Like it.
Yeah.
That was a Muppet segment, man. Got the Muppet Babies. The original OG Muppet Babies right there. No?
Says the guy who doesn't.
I like the Great Muppet like Caper in London. I like
or
it.
Or Mr. Rogers.
Jeez,
I don't know, G.
Number one.
Sorry. Next. Sorry. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Oh, God. Where? Pull the plug. Pull the plug.
Right here. Thank you, thank you. Anyway, listen, guys.
Aloha.
Thanks for making me look good tonight, G.
I know. Hey. You're being an ass.
No problem at all. Oh, man. That's what I'm here for.
I even pushed the line tonight.
You did.
Nobody, you know, thought I was going to be able to come back from it.
I know you.
You. Yeah. You just really dug that hole deeper than you, than
I
did.
I did the best that I could. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
I did
man.
The best that
You're
I could.
Best.
Well, listen, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. Night, darling. Thank you so much for coming by tonight.
Yay,
it's been pretty incredible.
Night, darling.
You're the best. Oh, yeah, appreciate it. You can check her out, MauiComicCon.com. If you guys want to join the cosplay contest, sign up now. That should be coming down very, very soon. Big thank you to Francine. She can show you her art coming up right after the show, what she's been working on.
I've been drawing Margaret Latterman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't ruin it.
Wait till the
show's
you know,
over.
The log lady.
Hey, yeah, the log lady.
The
yeah.
Oh, that's
big,
from your erotic
it's
horror.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Yeah.
Where's the log?
Hey, speaking of us, speaking of Deadwood, thanks Todd Bernardi for being on the show tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Stan Emsley tuned in when he usually would tune in when we usually start, and he missed most of the podcast.
Nice.
He was getting used to our late starts.
Nice. He was getting used to it. Big thank you to Aaron, our man on the street, Mr. Cinnamon Scallop. He's quite the man now. He's more popular than some of us on the show now.
I've been doing my 31 Days of Halloween movies.
Yes,
so
you have
if
been.
You check it out. Mm-hmm. It's on my Facebook page.
What number?
I appreciate that.
What number are we on Halloween. Now?
Today I did day 16, which was Interview with the Vampire.
Interview with the Vampire.
That's a rom-com.
Yeah, it's a rom-com.
Garbage.
I was listening to the podcast, and Francine straight up told Aaron to his face that she could do a better list. So can we hear your pick for today that's better?
What would be your pick?
Instead of Interview with the Vampire?
I'm doing it in themes,
yeah,
though.
Come on, let's get another one.
What's your theme?
Do-over.
Well,
I'm doing it.
Interview with the Vampire is scary the way that Twilight is scary.
I was pretty scared.
I'm doing it in themes. So I started with werewolves, then I did medical paranoia, and then I'm doing Supernatural, Iconic Killers.
Dallas Buyers Club's not a horror movie.
Don't overthink it or anything, Aaron. Jeez.
I'm doing it in themes, so.
Fantastic. Good for you. All right, Francine, what is your pick for today?
Nosferatu.
That's a good one.
Ooh. That's certainly better
the
than
the one
that.
With Klaus Kinski?
Which one, though?
Yeah, the one with Klaus Kinski or the earlier one?
Max Schreck?
Which one?
No, the not the earlier one. The earlier one's good.
The one
but
with Klaus Kinski.
I really
then.
Just enjoyed the
70s one.
The
70s. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You should watch. Speaking of vampire films and interviews with the vampires, you should watch. Shadow of the Vampire with Willem Dafoe. Fantastic
no, that's
movie.
Great. Willem Dafoe. Yeah, he did great. It
that's
was awesome.
Movie.
And spooky.
And spooky.
He did such a good job, right?
It's really great.
Yesterday I did Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, that's a good pick.
I appreciate it.
Can I
give it a thumbs up.
Can we
she
get
liked a lot of my picks.
Listen, can we get a preview?
I like you.
Can we get a preview for the next couple of days?
I'm going to start.
Wait, it's Aaron crying in his pillow.
Is it allowed to be a horror movie if Corey Haim is in it?
Yes, of course. Come on.
Yeah. I also did horror comedy, so Frighteners and Young Frankenstein was part of it.
Frighteners counts because I like it.
Thank you. Hey, first of all, thank you for calling it Young Frankenstein because Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite movies of all time. I love Young Frankenstein.
So if you're curious for the next batch, tomorrow is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Cool.
Nice.
As a vampire.
Stripper vampires.
And then because we're watching Halloween on Thursday,
Selma Hayek.
I'm going to start the iconic
Selma Hayek. Yeah,
which is what?
She can suck your blood.
Hey!
What?
Whoa.
What?
I know you're gonna get awful. What's your next one? Who's your iconic killer on your list?
Well, it's gonna be I'm using Halloween as that one day, then Texas Chainsaw, and then
which Texas Chainsaw?
The original.
Very first wrong. One. You always pick two. When it comes to picking one or two, you always pick two.
It's always one for me.
Oh my gosh, this is insane. Two, one's great, and I'm not gonna lie, it's classic. But two is where it's at. Anyway,
I can't even watch. I can't even watch two.
What?
I can't watch two because it's too scary.
Two is great.
Yeah, and no, I'm saying I can't watch it. It's too too chaotic. There's too much going on. It's too much overload, and it's too terrifying for me.
That's why I like it.
I can't handle it.
Wow,
like, I can't,
that's interesting.
I can't do too crazy.
I've never seen any. I've never known anybody not to be able to handle Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. That's crazy.
That's me.
There's a scene where Leatherface takes the guy's face off and puts it on the guy's girlfriend.
That's right.
I mean, It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. And Dennis Hopper is just fantastic in that movie.
Yeah, chainsaw sword fight.
So good.
In Blood Sucking Freaks, or I can't finish watching that either. Too much chaos, much violence, and it overloads me.
So then you can't watch any of the Saw movies because they got progressively worse.
Yeah, same thing.
Really?
The torture movies, like I tap out after a while.
Hostile.
Yeah, I tap out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually kind of got drawn into Hostel.
I tell you,
because you're a sick person.
He's pretty sick, yeah.
I tell you what, I have to say that I thought Saw was fascinating. I enjoyed that series all the way up to the final chapter, and I never watched Jigsaw though.
I didn't
watch Jigsaw yet.
I just like
was it good?
Sweet.
Like a good cop.
Yes,
the
I can't
pop
wait.
Pop culture thing it introduced of people waking up in dirty bathrooms chained to things.
Yeah,
I just like that scenario.
Or Carrie Elwes.
You just like it because it's happened to you like three or four times.
I can relate. To
that. Yeah, it's like
my college days.
I'm glad it's not just me.
All of a sudden,
a voice over the loudspeaker.
Flashbacks to UMass.
What would you do for a roast beef sandwich?
Huh? Daddy leaks. Daddy leaks.
What's the hacksaw doing?
That's pretty awesome. Oh, well, listen, I can't wait to check out more of your
list,
Aaron.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
You can check out Aaron's list. He's putting it up on the Nerdwatch as well as his own page, which is, of course, Now This Is Entertainment as well. And you can check out all his reviews coming up as well on that site is coming up very soon. So please check out Aaron. He's like one of the most popular guys on this program.
He's better than a hot pile of garbage.
He definitely is better than a hot pile of garbage.
Yeah, he is better than the trailer.
Not a lot better, but kind of better.
Yeah.
He's like a little hot pocket.
Yeah. He's better than the Aladdin trailer. That's for sure. The live action Aladdin trailer. For sure. So, gents, ladies, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. I can't believe we're getting out of here before midnight. It's a shock.
What am I going to do with
myself? I know. I don't know what you're going to do with yourself. But so for Todd, for Aaron, for Freaky Deaky.
Don't say that.
Daddy Leaky.
Craggy Wiggy.
Format.
Schmeggy Biggy.
Of course, the professor of cinema, Professor Barry. The lovely night darling.
That's so dumb.
And of course.
There's nothing that rhymes with it.
The lovely Francine Wallraven. IMG Money. And of course, we will see you guys next week. We'll have a review of Halloween then as well. So until that time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll be right back here next week on the show right before Hawaii Comic Con, if you can believe it.
Oh,
Maui Comic Con.
Well, Maui Comic Con. I call it Hawaii because I think our Comic Con is the best con, and it should be represent all of Hawaii. That's why I said.
But mostly people who live on Maui.
No? Okay. I was trying to get out of that one. I screwed that
Maui.
Up. Sorry. It's Maui Comic Con. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Aloha.
Bye, guys.
Bye.